we can never take clothing, but we can always take blankets and towels, and we're always in need. We go through several a day. Many of them have to be thrown out because they get shredded by the animals. So if you have a bag of food that you know is left over, your dog won't eat, give us a call. We're going to have a little community food pantry set up soon, and so any of that extra food we would be happy to take.
Okay, community food pantry for the pets.
Yes,
I like
that's what we're working on, yep.
I like that. I like that idea. Let's talk about manpower, about physical volunteers. How are we doing on that?
Yeah, so actually this time of year, we're down on volunteers for dog walking because a lot of our volunteers are retired, and they tend to go south this time of year when everything
is... Those darn retired people are always the smart ones headed to warm weather, darn it.
Yeah, so they're headed to warm weather, and so we do end up with some walking shifts that are short. We have a morning shift at 8:30 and an afternoon shift that starts around 3 o'clock. And we have a couple days each week where we don't have anybody. And we do have staff covering that, but we would much rather use our staff for adoptions and caretaking and use the volunteers for the dog socialization and walking. So if you're interested in volunteering, you can email us at catkins_wi@yahoo.com, and we will do a training and orientation with you and go through everything so you feel comfortable.
How demanding is the dog walking part of it?
I mean, it's pretty demanding, and honestly, usually about 50% of the people who train end up coming back because it's very, very loud. It's high stress to begin with because our kennel room is so small with so many animals. But if you stick with it, you start to form relationships with the dogs, and then. Yeah. Then those people that stick with it are the long-term people. They get it. You have to make it past that initial stressful time when you're getting used to the whole setup there.
And I'm sure you match. You're not going to take someone who is maybe not capable of a 70-pound whatever dog that's got a lot of energy. A lot of times, I'm sure you'll match size of dogs with the person's maybe physical capabilities too, right?
Yeah, we actually have a color code system. It's the green, yellow, red system, and it's on the kennel cards for the dogs. We show you this when you train. So if the dog is a green, it's an easy walker. Anybody can walk that dog. Most dogs are not a green at Catkins. If it's a yellow dog, that means that dog's going to pull, that it needs further training, and we have lots of notes on the cards about that to make sure you're walking a dog that you can handle.
Yeah. All right, so what's the best way if someone wants to help out, whether they want to donate some food or volunteer? What's a good way to get a hold of you out there?
So the email is the best way, just simply because if you call, odds are we're busy with something. We won't get back to you same day, but emails we will. So that's catkins_wi@yahoo.com. You can just send us an email and say, hey, I'm interested in volunteering. We'll set up an appointment, have you come in and talk about our opportunities and what's best for you.
Yeah, and they could email you from the website too, catkinsanimalrescue.org.
Yep, or they can even message us on our Facebook message.
Okay. All right. Great way to give back to the community. Lots of cats, dogs. If they're thinking about adding an animal to their family, check with Catkins first, right?
Absolutely. We have an animal for everybody,
I think. Yeah, that's right. A little bit of everything out there. And the process continues. So, all right. Anything else I missed? We got a lot of events coming up here. Lots of fundraising opportunities for people to have fun and help out Catkins, right?
Yep, absolutely. And we'll talk more later in the year about other fundraisers. But if you want to attend or help out at fundraisers, that's another opportunity to volunteer with us.
Yep, and listen for Catkins. We're going to get Catkins in here the first Wednesday of every month on Reality Radio to talk about various aspects of the shelter, so we'll do our best to keep people updated. All right, Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you
so
much, Joel.
Good to see you. We've got some news and more Reality Radio just ahead.
Is winter getting you down? Cabin fever setting in? Having daydreams of that big Tom or the next catch of a lifetime? Spring is coming. Time to stop at Bader Sports Center, your Northern Wisconsin outdoor headquarters. Complete your kit with the right turkey shotgun, a wide selection of calls and decoys, and stock up on ammo, too. And Bader's is the place for fishing gear. Lures from all your favorite brands like Berkeley and Rapala and fishing line from Trilene and Suffolk. Stop in before spring and talk turkey, or fishing if you prefer, next to Pick and Save in Phillips. Bader's has what you need to get outdoors.
It is time to head on down to Wheelway and chat with Pete because we got some big news going on at Wheelway. Pete, hello, how you doing?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
Well, I heard a rumor that there were two words coming around that I heard, cash and grab. Cash, grab. What is going on at Wheelway, Pete?
Joel, you know we're always having fun down here.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, to even add to the mix, we want to put in your own hands of the discounts now that you get off these vehicles this month. We have the bank vault, and you jump in it up to $3,000 cold hard cash is in there. It's flying all over the place, Joel. It's like a tornado. And if you got quick hands, you can get up to $3,000 off the next purchase of your vehicle.
All right. This month only, purchase a vehicle, and you can go in there and grab whatever you can.
Joel, we got a lot of people in there already.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Not only that, come on down here, get a new vehicle. Let's set a new record. Maybe you can get $3,000 cash off the next vehicle. It's only this month. Don't wait. Come on down here today.
Wheelwayautos.com. They can check out the selection of vehicles. If they don't see something they like there, or if they do and they want to talk about it, they can give you a call. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Give us a call. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and get in the bank vault and see if you can get $3,000 off the next purchase of your vehicle.
Very good. Just 3 miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Wheelway, the place to be.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts.
Aha.
At the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Economists who've been afraid of a possible recession got some encouraging news this morning in regard to prices.
Americans last month were paying 2.8% more for just about everything than they were in February of 2024. After days of heavy losses, a CPI report showing a decelerating rate of inflation pushed the stock market higher. But a dig into the numbers finds egg prices nearly 60% higher than a year ago.
ABC's Jim Ryan, those numbers do not reflect the tariffs on steel and aluminum that went into effect at midnight. Canada expected to announce today $21 billion in retaliatory tariffs. The European Union has also announced retaliatory tariffs on many U.S. manufactured goods of 25%. The latest cuts to the federal government are coming at the Department of Education. Overnight, more than 1,300 Department of Education workers were told they're being laid off. Ukraine agreeing to a 30-day ceasefire with Russia. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
This time of year, Catkins Animal Rescue in Park Falls receives many calls about injured or found wildlife. While they always want to help the animals, their staff do not have the permits, supplies, or training and knowledge to care for wild animals. They also do not have proper housing or space. If you find an orphaned, injured, or abandoned animal that appears to be in need, they ask that you please stop and contact a wild rehabilitation facility before intervening. The staff at those facilities do have the proper training and supplies to help those animals. But if you do find orphaned young, please remember they are likely not abandoned. Their mother is simply out getting her own meal so she can sustain nursing her young. Rabbits, for example, will not go near their young unless feeding. It is a safety instinct to not draw attention to their young. If you disturb the babies when mom is gone, it could be a matter of life or death for them. If in doubt, call an expert first. For wildlife, you can call Wild Instincts based in Rhinelander. It is recommended to contact the facility before handling or removing wildlife. They can be reached at 715-362-9453 24 hours a day. Another resource you could call is Northwoods Wildlife Center in Minocqua. They can be reached at 715-356-7400. For wild birds, you can contact the Raptor Education Group Incorporated, based in Anago. Once again, please contact the facility before handling or moving wild birds. They can be reached at 715-623-4015. Even if they can't take the bird, they may have some input on how you should handle the situation. And if you are unsure of who to contact, you can always contact your local sheriff's department or DNR for resources. Wednesday, March 19th at 6:45 p.m., it's the rescheduled Book and a Cuppa. The Ogama Public Library invites you to stop by for Bring Your Own Book Club, which means that there is no required reading to join the club. You can choose a book that loosely fits the month's theme, or just come for the conversation and community. Coffee and tea will be provided, but you can feel free to bring your favorite K-Cup with you. This month's theme is green. Once again, this is happening Wednesday, March 19th at 6:45 p.m. over at the Ogama Public Library. It's a man bites dog kind of story. Here's Lisa Hale.
The car was stolen in Winnebago County last week. And while that may not seem newsworthy, the fact that it was stolen from the Sheriff's Department parking lot is. Last week, a man dropped by the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office to pick something up. He left his car running while he ran inside. When he returned, his car was gone. Sheriff's Department officials believe a recently released inmate may have taken the car. They remind people to never leave their car running while unattended, even for a minute. Even in the cop shop parking lot.
I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-7 win over the Cubs out in Arizona. Home runs by Jake Bowers, Vinny Capra, Reese Hoskins. Right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched against a Padres minor league team, gave up 3 runs in 3 innings in his first appearance since having shoulder surgery 17 months ago.
The changeup's got a long way to go, but all the other stuff is pretty much right where I want it.
NFL defensive back Eric Stokes is leaving the Packers, the former first-round pick signing a 1-year deal with the Raiders worth $4 million. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 115-114 in Indy. Giannis missing a game-winning shot at the buzzer. And the Bucks mourning the loss of former player and part owner Junior Bridgman, who died after suffering a heart attack at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville.
I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So, tough day. Just really a tough day.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming a little breezier in the afternoon with a high near 60. Friday, close to 70 with some rain, thunderstorms, and eventually snow by Saturday, Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
All right, stay with us. We've got some Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show stuff to talk about. Coming up at 9:30 with Scott Hahn and I think John Carlson also from Ross's Sport Shop, big supporter of the show, is going to join us. A little bit of ray of sunshine trying to make its way through out there. We will see some sunshine today after a cloudy start to the day. By the way, the featured pet of the week this week at Catkins is Dante. You got a picture of Dante the cat here. Dante is just a good-looking, short-haired male tabby about 4 years old. A very nice cat who just really enjoys attention from humans. I thought that's what cats did. Attention from humans. Well, not all of them. I had a couple of cats. Dante does best as an only cat, though he also may do fine with a female cat. So check out Dante, D-A-N-T-E, catkinsanimalrescue.org. I've got a cat at home, and I call him the freak show. His name is Mason, so I call him Macy DC. I call him a lot of different things. They're all good. But he's quite a little gentleman. He's 12 years old, a cat that we acquired a couple of years ago. through a death of a friend. And he's our little six-toed cat. I call him Six Toes Lascano. And he is just a little freak show, but he's wonderful. I think all of our cats are, right? All of our cats are little freak shows, but they're so entertaining. And they're so much fun. The Park Falls Public Library is pleased to partner with CESA 12, and they are having informational meetings for families wanting to know more about the use of IEPs for children and the role that the family can play in implementing and supporting the IEP. Now, an IEP is short for an individual educational plan. Individual education plan. So it is a tool used to help students with disabilities receiving services that help to put a plan in place to help that child reach their full learning potential through modifications that can be used throughout the school day. So there is no charge for these informational programs. The program is taking place on March 17th. That's Monday, March 17th, and again, March 31st. Attendance at both sessions is important. So it's from 4 to 5:30 on the 17th and 31st at the Park Falls Public Library. Parents can register by calling Stephanie at 715-685-1848, 685-1848, or you can email Stephanie. Her email is Stephanie, let's see, I got it, Stephanie L at CESA12.org. If you need any of that info, I got it here, right here for you. Brewer baseball this Saturday, spring training. We're going to do a couple more spring training games, and then we're going to head into the regular season. That's a 3 o'clock pitch on Saturday. So we'll back-to-back, we'll go Brewers at 3, and then we got local sports with the Rib Lake Prentice winner from Thursday playing on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. So a couple weekends of spring training before the Brewers get it going here at the end of March. Tomorrow, the Shawamigan Student Council is doing a pickleball doubles tournament and a food drive. Now, your entry into the pickleball tournament is a non-perishable food item. 5:30 is registration. 6 o'clock is when the event will start. Again, non-perishable, non-expired food item is what you should bring as an entry fee. Pre-registration is encouraged, so they have an idea of how many teams are going to have there at the Shawamigan High School gym on Thursday, this Thursday. Even if you've never played pickleball before, I think you probably will have fun with this. So grab a non-perishable food item. Come on down. You can email, if you want to register your team, CHS Student Council. That's C as in cat, HS, CHS Student Council, at csdk12.net. And if you don't have a partner, you can come as an individual, and they'll do their best to match up with somebody. Also this Saturday, the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet, a yearly tradition. Come enjoy the sporting celebration open to the public this Saturday. They're doing this at Northwoods Supper Club. Now, there's only so much room in there, so they can't have 500 people walking in, all right? So they got 125 tickets that'll be sold. So if you have any questions whether tickets are available, give Leroy a call. Leroy Schultz at 762-4413. They've got the social hour at 4:30, dinner at 6:30, and the tickets are $30 for the event. And the ticket deadline to get your ticket was Saturday. So call Leroy and see if they got something left. There's guns, raffles, games, and auctions. That's a yearly event they do, and it's at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield coming up this Saturday. Of course, our local Legion does their 52-card progressive every Wednesday. That'll be again tonight. I don't see that anybody had won the jackpot yet, so I believe that jackpot is well over probably well over $10,000, I would guess, by now. So they do, the doors open a little bit after 6 or so. If you want to stop on down there, and the drawing takes place at about 7:30, for as little as $5, you can be in on the drawing. And if you win it, you're going to get half the pot. I see the most recent post had a jackpot of $358 in the jackpot. Mr. Joe Oxfarek put that on Facebook. Thank you, Joe. So over 11,000 in the jackpot for tonight. It's growing with the Legion. Speaking of large jackpots, my apologies, by the way, to John Klimowski. I was going to get him on the radio here today to talk about this, but I dropped the ball on that. So the Phillips Moose Lodge Bingo is having a big event Saturday. Did you hear what the progressive jackpot is at for this? $4,495 for bingo. Yeah, for bingo. $4,495. So this Saturday, Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips, it'll start at 6 o'clock. So if it is won, so the progressive jackpot, here's how it works. If you win within 62 numbers or less, then you then the jackpot, there you go, it's yours. So a guaranteed $100 consolation prize on that too. So that's, there's a lot of, they play several games of bingo, but the big one, the big jackpot at almost $4,500 at $4,495. Put a little plug in here for Price County Senior Dining. They're doing some good work, helping out our folks, getting you some meals. If you have any questions on your eligibility, how it works, Price County Senior Dining is 339-2158. And tomorrow, they will be serving up, let's see here, pepper steak tomorrow with mashed potatoes and gravy and stewed tomatoes, bread pudding. All that on the menu tomorrow. Locations in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Ken, and Brentwood. Again, any questions about Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158.
It's one big, beautiful show. The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Making Phillips great again with big displays from Ross's Sports Shop, Bader Sports Center, J&A Services, Restore You, Medford Motors, and Lang Power Equipment. Register to win free guided fishing trips, and 98Q will be live on Saturday, sponsored by Tailored Family Care Clinic of Phillips. Enjoy food from Word of Life Family Church. All of this and a lot more at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy and Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
It's your season for fun and spectacular surprises at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Any day could be a lucky day of winning thousands on the Northwood's hottest slot machines or at the turn of a card. And satisfy any appetite in the Eagle's Nest Restaurant or Woody's Bar and Grill. Winning is more fun at the lake.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours, even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar since I never play, but it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive and protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming a little breezier in the afternoon with a high near 60. Friday, close to 70 with some rain, thunderstorms, and eventually snow by Saturday, Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
All right, we're going to talk a little Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. We're going to do that. We're going to get one song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit about the big show coming up in a couple of weeks. So hold on.
98Q Country.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you. No more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me. We're the same street nickname, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs. Yeah. You can park your car in the driveway. I'll park my truck in the grass. I'll put a little swing on the front porch. If you put a little tea in my glass, watch the sunset from a gravel road. Kiss me in the kitchen on your tippy toes. Still loving on you when the rooster crows. Watching way more than the garden grow. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sing you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'm name the dogs. Yeah, laying next to you every night sounds like a damn good life. You find a spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sing you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs. Yeah, I name the dogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs. Yeah, I'll name the dogs.
At EAQ Country, Blake Shelton. We're going to talk home show in just a moment, but first of all, I tracked him down, the man. This Saturday is a big event with the Moose and the Bingo going on, and John Klimowski, one of the guys who helps out with that. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for the last-minute nudge to get you on the air here. We have a big event, big bingo event on Saturday. This jackpot got really big, John. How did that happen?
It's absolutely huge. I mean, it's the talk of the town, probably the talk of the county. I think I've heard people coming from out of the county just to come and play bingo this Saturday at Burgers Bar and Grill, benefiting the put on by the Phyllis Moose Lodge.
Yeah.
Our jackpot, we're up there starting at $4,495.
All right.
We're gonna throw more money in it too.
So how does that work? How does somebody win that jackpot? What's the game and how does it work?
So we have 15 regular games of bingo that we play beforehand. You do have to buy that. That's part of the entry pack in order to play this progressive game. So last time when we played at the VFW, we have bingo twice a month. We actually were paying out $70 a game on those regular games. So that was pretty amazing there.
Yeah.
But you play those first games, and then you get an opportunity here at the progressive game. That's an additional game that you do have to purchase. So if you get blackout in 62 numbers or less, you're going to go home with it might even be over $5,000. It's my guess. The big jump we made this last time, it's going to probably make that again. So, if it goes over 62 numbers, if it's 63 or more, we're guaranteeing a $100 payout on that game.
Okay. So, if someone comes down there, what's the basic cost of the pack? Give an idea of a cost, because somebody's thinking right now, yeah, I want to do this, but I only got so much money. What's it going to cost them to participate?
Yeah, so in those first 15 games, that entry pack for three cards, it's $15. For six cards, it's going to be $25.
And that,
a lot of people are buying multiples of the single cards because you only get one option on the progressive cards per entry pack that you buy. So then with the progressive cards, you get one card for $5, or you can get a sheet of three cards for $10.
Okay. All right. So you could get in for as little as 15 for the initial games and then $10 for the progressives.
That's what most people are doing.
Yeah, the minimum. So $25 and you could pay, you're playing like 16 games of bingo. Lots of bingo. All right.
Yep. And I mean, if you don't have a dauber, it's $2 for a dauber, but, you know, you're more than welcome to bring your own. That is a state requirement. That you
all right.
That.
All right. State requirement, the dauber bill. I like that.
Well, it's legalized gambling, so they have their thumb on everything.
Sure. Burgers, Bar, and Grill, Saturday night. It all starts at, what, 6? Is that what we're doing?
6 o'clock is when we start playing. We recommend getting there much, much, much earlier to get a seat. We're hoping that we fill up the room enough that we have to roll over into the bar. That would be amazing.
Fantastic.
So that capability.
Fantastic. John, we'll have you on again the next couple of weeks maybe to talk more about Moose and some of the activities that are going on, but we just wanted to let people know about this big event on Saturday, okay?
Sure, definitely. It's going to be huge.
All right.
So everybody's going to want to be there.
Thank you much, John. Appreciate your time.
You have a great day.
You too, John Klimowski. That's Saturday. Scott Hahn, we're going to get him on in just a second. We apologize. Scott, well, I had him on hold on the other line, then I lost him. But Scott, we'll get you back here. We'll get to talk a little sport, home, and craft show. John Carlson from Ross's Sports Shop is going to join us also. They're one of the big supporters of this event coming up in just a few weeks away. Looks like that sun is trying to make it out here today. But a little bit reluctant out there. We are going to talk a little Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show right now. And we've got Mr. Scott Hahn, with an emphasis on the Mr., joining us to do that. Scott, good morning to you.
Yes, hi, Joel. Can you hear me all right?
I'm doing fantastic. Normally we have you in studio, but it didn't work out today. So appreciate you adjusting and joining us via the phone.
You bet. And I appreciate you helping me out there. Yeah, you know, I heard this morning that I guess I can buy an autograph from Bader Sports Center, huh?
Yeah. He said, I think $20, I think he said. No photo, just autograph whatever you want.
I'll make sure to remind Craig of that, okay?
All right. Very, very good. Looks like we got a great lineup for this week's show again this year, or this year's show, Scott.
Yeah. In a few weeks, it's March 29th and 30th at the high school, like we always have it. And, yeah. Joel, I was hoping that you got to see one of the posters I dropped off. You know, I've been doing this, you and I together, for a few years now. We're past the rookie stage, right?
Yeah, we're very, very well past the rookie stage, yes. Too far past it.
I should do the math, but I think it's 18 or 19 years. And, yeah, what I want to say is to your listeners, we got probably one of the biggest shows that I've done in that time, Joel.
Yeah. Oh, give us just a couple of the highlights, if you can, there. We're going to get John on from Ross's Sports Shop when we're done with you here, Scott. But give us some of the highlights of it.
You bet. What I want to start off with real quick is just thanking our major sponsors, like Wausau Homes down there, Jason Walkie, Tammy and Jason with Hastings Concrete, Jenny at Hanson Heating, and we can't forget about Henry and Michelle at Restore You. We got Travis at Wildwood Taxidermy, and and so those are our major sponsors, along with John from Ross's Sports Shop. So that'd be a good lead-in to talk with him, and then I can chat with you a little bit after.
Yeah, and we've got seminar, all kinds of stuff. So that's the 29th and the 30th, right, is what we're looking at there. Is that right?
Correct. 29th and 30th at the high school.
At the high school. All right. Why don't you hold on there, Scott, and we'll get back with you in just a second. We're going to get hooked up with John at Ross's Sports Shop in just a moment and talk more Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show here in just a moment.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election.
Been at
from
6
the year 2000
7 days
to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
More of Reality Radio here on 98Q Country. And we have, hang on just a second here. I got to get make sure I got the right, there we go. All right. We got John Carlson with us from Ross's Sports Shop, one of the big promoters and supporters of the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. Mr. Carlson, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Joel.
Thanks for hanging on. I'm trying to maneuver my phone system here, and I think I got it. I got Scott on hold on the other line. I got you here. So this is good. We got another big year. This is a busy time for you, not only this show. You're doing Muskie Expos, I see, all this kind of stuff. So it's a busy time for you, John.
It's really busy. Yeah, we're doing shows. We're doing five shows in 7 weeks. We're ending with the Phillips show. And plus we're getting ready for May 1st May 1st, the first Saturday in May this year for opening fishing at the same time. So it's crazy time of the year for us.
Yeah, exactly. And you said you travel a lot of these shows promoting not only your store, but of course your guide service also. So it's got to be, it's busy, but this is fun, right? This is what you love to do, right?
Yeah, it's fun. I love to do it. I like to go to the shows. I like talking to the people, promoting guide service, promoting the shop, promoting the area, the whole Phillips area as a whole. Got a great area here to promote.
Yeah, and there's always a special place in your heart for our local show here, of course, the show in a couple of weeks right here in Phillips.
Right. I'm excited to get back. I've had to skip it the last few years because it happened to be during other shows that I was doing, so I'm excited to be back local this year.
All right, so talk about what you plan on having down there and kind of what you're doing down there at the show.
So we're going to have some, we're just going to bring some stuff with. We're going to bring some fishing rods with. We hope to have some St. Croix in the booth and some Elk River rods, both made here in Price County. Some locally made, weedless jig heads, some musky lures, a little bit of everything. And I'm hoping to have some, members of the Team Seal trap shooting team in the booth also selling some of their tickets.
All right. Nice. All right, so we're going to get that ice off the water here, what, another week or so? I see people are still ice fishing a little bit, John, but...
There's still quite a bit of ice out there. It's getting soft. The shorelines are starting to pull away. All depends on how much rain we see this weekend, and it looks like it's going to cool off again next week. So, unfortunately, it might hang on to where you can't get out on the ice, but you can't get out on the water. So... might be one of those long drawn out processes.
Yeah,
it looks.
Is there any big news with the chain of lakes? I know every year there's drawdowns, there's this and that, there's dams. Anything that people should be aware of for this coming season?
No, everything looks pretty good this year. Besides a few maybe some minor issues with parking at a boat landing, but otherwise it's going to be pretty decent this year.
All right, we're gearing up. Where is the governor opener this year, fishing open? I didn't see a listing on that.
I am not sure where it is this year. I know they travel around to the northern part of the state here, kind of the old Indian Head country area. So they kind of kind of stay to, but I'm not sure where it is this year.
All right. I just brought it up here, and it's somewhere. All right. I don't see it. We'll get on that. But, John, we always look forward to you. I know Scott really appreciates your support of this local show, because it's been going for, I think Scott said, 18, 19 years now. It's always full. So, obviously, for businesses, and it works. It works for people, right?
Yeah, a lot of local contact. That's what's cool. We get to see a lot of people that don't walk into the store every day. I mean, they're customers, but we get to see them all there in one spot. And, you know, it's just a great, great community event. Also, there's some giveaways there. I see that some guy by the name of John Carlson from Ross's Sports Shop is going to be giving away a half-day guided fishing trip. And Luke Bodanovic from LB Fishing is also going to give away a fishing trip. So
nice.
Some pretty cool opportunities for some prizes just for fishing. And then I know there's other places giving out prizes too.
All right. Rice Lake, by the way, the governor's opener this year, Rice Lake.
Okay.
All right. Got it. All right. We'll probably talk to you again before the show in a few weeks here, John. Thank you for taking time to join us during a busy time. We appreciate you.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, John Carlson, Ross's Sports Shop. We got Scott Hahn back on. Mr. Hahn, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
All right. Yeah, John, you've had people like John Carlson, Scott, that have been such supporters all the way through this 18, 19 years you've been doing this.
Yeah, we sure have. And I was just going to say that. I think John's been with me from the beginning. Is John on with us now?
No, he's not. We had to let him fly.
That's okay. No problem. I guess the point I wanted to make is, along with being a major sponsor, did he share with you that he's actually going to be back in the show this year?
Yes, and giving away something, too, giving away a nice prize there. He mentioned both of those, yeah.
Yeah, he's giving away another, like last year, Joel, he's giving away a half-day guided fishing trip. So, yeah, John's been a big supporter for a lot of years, along with the other major sponsors. So.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, we were communicating yesterday, and I was thinking about the show and how long it's been going. You said like 18, 19 years, and I was just thinking to myself, you know, the reason why this show has been so successful and just sells out and overflows every year is because the face-to-face contact with people, and it works for businesses. You have businesses that come back every year because they know it works for them, right?
Oh, for sure. We got a really high percentage of people that sign up again. You know, it is nice that I always have room for new people, because this year I probably got 10 or 12 new people in, which is exciting, you know? So,
yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely works. You know, like Tammy Hastings with Hastings Concrete, be the first to tell you, when her and Jason started way back, I think they've been over 10 years now, Joel, they got their start at my show. They booked so much work.
Yeah.
They had to stay in the concrete business.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Scott, we'll have you on again the next couple of Wednesdays. We'll have you in studio here next week to talk more about the show.
You bet. We'll be able to cover a lot more territory next couple of weeks. Thanks, Joel.
All right, Scott, thank you. Take care. Scott Hahn, Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show is the 29th and the 30th. Still a couple weeks away. It's at the Phillips High School. Admission is free to come and go. They've got food there and lunch, and we'll talk about that more next Wednesday when we get Scott back on here on the 98Q reality radio show. And I don't mention this a whole lot, but if your group, maybe a business would be interested in being on reality radio, you can call and you can give us a call for more information. And we always like to have guests come on via phone or Zoom or live in studio to talk about their organizations, to talk about their business. It has been very effective for many. So give us a call if you have any questions on that at 715-762-3221. Knights of Columbus. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up here, right? The Knights of Columbus has a St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner. And that's this Sunday at Immaculate Conception Church. This is in Butternut. They got bingo at 4, and the booyah will happen at bingo at 1, the booyah at 4. Adults are 6, students are free. The preschoolers are mooching off us again. One of those preschoolers. They're mooching for free. So it's served family style. Knights of Columbus, St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner at Butternut's Immaculate Conception Church. And again, that is coming up on Sunday.
We have a little more information to talk about. We are going to, what are we going to do here? Let's throw a song in here, and we'll come back on the other side with more information and wind down Reality Radio at 9:43.
98Q Country.
Luke Holmes in 98Q Country. Keyword for the Brewer tickets today is AmFam, A-M-F-A-M, as in AmFam Field. Put it all together in one word, A-M-F-A-M, and get that to us via the Civic Media app. And you'll be in for a pair of Brewer tickets for Saturday, April 5th. About a $100 value. They're real good seats in section 223. Another pair of tickets coming up tomorrow. So stay tuned if you haven't won. If you did win Monday, Tuesday, you would have received a text. They've already been contacted. In fact, they already have the tickets in their hands. Big G, ladies and gentlemen, has in the studio. Hang on, Big G. I got to get you a better. I got to get
you. Intro for
I got to get
what?
You a better. I got to get you. Hang on. There we go.
All right. Thank you. Big thank G. you. Been glad to be here, Joel.
A rare appearance by Big G in studio. You've been a busy man.
Yeah, I've been pounding pavement on the road a lot. So.
Yes. And on top of that, we have the famous Lena from Lena's Northern Pines also in studio.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Well, good morning, everybody.
Let me give a pause again. Here we go.
Yes. And I want everybody to know that I'm going to be out at Lena's tonight with the Northwoods Classics Car Club.
Okay.
We've got our first meeting for the year, kicking off our cruise schedule and everything right at Lena's Northern Pines Resort right there in beautiful Butternut Lake. So
all right.
Come on out. If you're interested in the car club, come on out and see us, and we'd love to have more members. And you don't have to have a classic car to join. Just have to maybe like to talk and talk about vehicles and have a good time, and come on out and join us.
All right, Lena, we are
That'll be at 5:30 tonight, so come on out.
Okay, Lena, we are transitioning from winter to spring very slowly out at Lena's. What does that mean for you out there? What are you guys busy doing out there?
Well, I'm busy mopping up all the tears of lack of a snowmobile season. That's what I'm doing. Along with all the other owners of businesses in the area.
We got a little bit in, but yeah, that was another rough season. That was
tough season again, man.
Two weekends. What a tease from Mother Nature. My goodness.
Yes. Hopefully next winter will be better. So let's talk a little bit about spring and summer out at Lena's. You've got some beautiful cabins out there. People can stay at, of course, if they want to, or if they just want to come out for the day and have a little dinner and relax and have a beverage. Either one of those is just fine, right?
Absolutely. We have a little special going on. Easter is a little bit late this year. I believe it's the third weekend of April.
Yeah, April 20th, I believe.
Yeah.
We're running a special on the lodging out there, middle of March, all the way through the end of April. If you're housing your family, if you're coming up just to get away, we're offering a 25% daily discount on our lodging. So there's no minimum night stay. So if you're looking to house your family for the holiday or have some people come up before or after the holiday and you're looking to room them someplace else, check us out at the Northern Pines. It's just a short time, 6 week special discount, 25% off on the lodging.
All right.
Super, and I can book right at right online there at lenasnorthernpines.net, correct?
Correct. Correct.
All right.
Cabins there, okay?
Yeah, we're filling up rather nicely for the summertime, but I'd like to put it out there to our community here. You do not need to lodge at the Pines to rent a pontoon. We have four pontoons in very good condition, all guests up come the middle of May, that you can rent the pontoon for a day from sun up to sundown. You just go to the Northern Pines website and make your selection and get her in there.
Nice. So. Well, I'll do a little pan fishing or something out there on the lake or whatever it may be. All right.
And tonight, of course, is Wednesday. We got the buy one pizza, get the second one
50%
half off. So
yeah.
All right.
And tell us about some of the other specials out there.
Well, Thursday night, we continue with our German night. Everybody's liking that pork schnitzel, so we don't dare take that off the menu. Every afternoon into the evening, there's always a new soup. The chefs are always coming up with something new. Fantastic homemade soup. And for those of you that don't know, if you purchase a burger now, it also includes the soup and salad bar when you come in.
Our
usual prime rib dinner and smoked pork buffet on Saturday nights is going extremely well. And of course, Friday night, our fish buffet or fish fry off the menu, which I brought with me, gentlemen, a little book. We're very proud to announce, I got a phone call about 3 months ago from the Wisconsin Fish Fry Organization. It's a group of people that field phone calls from customers that go around to the different restaurants and venues enjoying the fish fries. Well, they had a lot of phone calls about the Northern Pines.
Oh, really?
And the fish fry and the fish buffet, and they called me and said, hey, would you like to get into this little booklet? So we're very proud to announce that we were acknowledged for this, and you can contact Wisconsin Fish Fry to get a book. It costs, I believe, $30, and you go to each of the different destinations. It gets stamped. And it's really cool. So we're very proud.
Congratulations.
Yeah, short period of time and we got acknowledged. So.
Super.
All right. And sometimes I think the word buffet gets thrown around there. Talk a little bit about your Friday night buffet because it's more, there should be another word beyond buffet because it's tell us, give us a visual here if you could.
The difference between the fish fry and the buffet at the Pines, if you want a fish fry, you can order right off the menu.
Right.
We have the perch, the bluegill, if you just want solely cod. But the buffet itself is a big choice of variety. We have catfish on there. We've got the cod, the perch. The chef at times will put clams and little oysters on there. So the buffet, you have a lot more choices, and you can come back for more if you'd like.
Let's not forget the shrimp.
Yep, he puts
people
the
rave about
on there
the
too.
Shrimp.
Yeah.
I heard that. Yep.
I heard that.
And of course, it's all you can eat. One of my favorite words in the vocabulary. All you can eat.
It includes a soup and salad bar. So
I've heard about you and the shrimp. Yeah, it's becoming legendary across the lake, all across the lake.
Well, speaking of food, gentlemen, Monday is St. Patrick's Day, and the Pines is closed on Monday. So we will be offering corned beef and cabbage this Sunday, March 16th. It'll include the soup and salad bar for $16. So if you want your corned beef a day early, come on down. Plenty portion size. You will not be disappointed. We're your destination for dinner.
All right. And if folks have something coming up, whether maybe it's an anniversary get-together, maybe it's a class reunion, or maybe a wedding, you've got plenty of space out there, whether it rains or sunny, whatever it may be, to fit that party in there, right?
Absolutely. We have a couple parties. Well, Big G tonight with the Classic yep. Car Club. We're proud to say that we have several snowmobile clubs and, of course, the Flambeau Riders. They all rotate around and have meetings at our establishment. The Lake Association is another one. A lot of great community groups that come out to the Pines to have a meeting, and we're very thankful for that, and we're proud to be a part of the community.
Yeah. All right.
Plus, you can deliver. You get delivery on Friday and Saturday night.
Friday and Saturday nights from 4 to 8. We ask that, you know, if you want your food delivered at 4:15, please give us a call at 3 or 3:30 so we can have it prepped ahead of time. It does take a little time to get the food together mm-hmm. if you want that exact delivery time.
All right. So. Delivery available Friday, Saturday, generally to yep. Park Falls, Butternut, Fifield, right in that area?
Correct. Yeah, right. And then also with Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, we have a men's doubles tournament this Saturday at 11 a.m. So if you and your buddy are looking for something to do this Saturday morning, $20 a person. We already have 7 teams signed up. We're looking for 4 more. And if you and your friend are looking to get out this Saturday morning at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, 11 a.m. we start.
Okay, and what are we playing?
It's a men's doubles pool tournament.
Pool tournament, okay. Okay. All right, very good.
For some reason, I was thinking arm wrestling, but that's different.
I thought you were thinking shrimp eating contest. I think G will be there early. So pool this Saturday. Cool, very cool. All right, well, always lots of fun stuff happening at Lena's. And, of course, you got Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, too. People, local folks there in Glidden and beyond love to take in that tradition also. All right. Big G, what do you got?
All right. Well, we got a big certificate that Lena's going to give away today.
Oh, really? Wow.
$25 gift certificate here. Good at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut. I can use this up at Lena's Bar and Grill up in Glidden.
All right. So text us the word Lena, L-E-N-A, sometime today, and you'll be in for it through our text to win contest.
Media.
Yep. L-E-N-A, Lena. Text that sometime today, and we'll announce the winner of that $25 certificate on the morning show tomorrow. Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
Thinking warm thoughts. If we're not going to have snow, then let's get to it, right?
Yeah,
let's get to the summer.
Let's get to the ATVing. Let's get to the fishing. Let's get to the eating.
Yeah, you bet.
Funny thing is, my son had a snowmobile here for a couple of years. He traded in an ATV. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of a smart move, I think.
There's a lot of areas that are leaning toward making a multi-use for more months of the year. So I think that might be coming if Mother Nature doesn't treat us better.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the beginning of April, all the trails open up to the ATVs.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I saw something on that, yeah. All right, Lena, always good to see you. Thank you for coming in from Lena's Northern Pines. Big G,
yes.
Always an honor. Thank you so much.
You.
Reality Radio at 9:57.
Oh, we got to mention one thing.
98 Q Country.
Oh, hang on a second. What do you got?
All right, Brewer Bus Trip coming up here June 21st.
Oh, Brewer Bus Trip.
Lena is the bus sponsor.
All right.
Of the bus that we're taking down to Target Field on June 21st. So, thank you, Lena,
for sponsoring
our bus for our Brewer Twins trip.
She is sponsoring the Big G bus.
Yes.
Bus number one.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
We're looking for all the rough and rowdies within the community.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's pack the bus, everybody.
Yep.
Take photos, please. All right. Thank you, Lena. Appreciate it so much. All right. You done now, Big G?
I think I'm done
right.
for today.
All right. I can start something now. Okay.
Tune in Friday.
McKay in the Midday is coming up next here on 98Q Country. We'll see you all back in here tomorrow morning.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home, no. Bet you think that I'm all alone, no. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone. Hell no. I went wheels up on a runway, and that ticket was a one-way. A
I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach. You called my boys, heard you called my folks. They said you drove by my house real slow. You can check any spot, roll down every road, but girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach. I wish it could have worked out, but I'm getting over you now. On a beach towel, my shades on, my drink's up, and the sun's out. I'm somewhere on the beach. Sipping something strong, got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach.